Tech Talk with Jeff Quattromani.
Okay, Jeff Quattromani joins me for the very last time this afternoon. Hello, Jeff. How are you?
Good afternoon. Good to speak to you.
And good to speak to you too. Yes, it is the last time Jeff Quattromani and I will be speaking, not because I'm leaving, but Jeff Quattromani is leaving after many, many, many years of talking tech with us. So, Jeff, we just want to say thank you for all that you've done. We appreciate it.
Look, it's a massive thank you for having me and allowing me to speak to your incredible audience. And hopefully we've provided some value over the years.
It's Valentine's week, Valentine's Day. In fact, love is in the air, but so are the scams. Australians lost $40 million to romance scams last year.
It's an incredible figure, right? $40 million reportedly left the hands of Australians. I'd say that number is obviously a lot higher. But what people need to be vigilant of, especially today on Valentine's Day, if you're single or if you're lonely and you're looking for love, just be wary of those people that you're speaking to online. If somebody's saying they need money for an airfare to come and see you, there's a pretty good chance that Svetlana out of Russia may not be a real person. And even if she is, she may not actually be coming. So just be cautious, because unfortunately too many of us do fall for these scams.
Particularly if Svetlana out of Russia sends you a very good picture, very pretty girl.
Exactly.
I will come and I will be your wife. A dating app, speaking of, Bumble, has launched an AI, as in artificial intelligence, in time for this romantic week to prevent fake accounts and scammers on the platform.
Yeah, look, I think this is a really good move by Bumble, because if you are swiping left or swiping right on these platforms as to who your potential date might be, you want to be hoping that it's actually a real person behind those pictures. And Bumble is actually using artificial intelligence to try and make sure that these accounts are legitimate. They won't tell you whether the person is fake, as in a fake individual, but at least you'll know it's a real person and not just a scam bot, as we tend to call them, which is just really a machine running the account, having fake conversations with you and trying to scam you out of money. So, you know, a good move by Bumble to try and look after its users.
Over the years, you've tested lots of robot mowers. Well, we've tested robot vacuum cleaners. You've tested robot mowers over recent years. There's a new model from Husqvarna, but it does more than just mow the lawn. It does something else.
Yeah, this is such big news, because, I mean, I have four robot mowers, but even with that many mowers, I still need to get out there on the weekend with a whippersnapper and do the edges. Now, there is a new one coming from Husqvarna, which will do the edges for you. So while it goes and does the mowing, the back of it actually has a separate, smaller set of blades that almost swing in the same way a tail is wagged on a dog when it does turn around and does the edges at every pass that it does come through. So hopefully that means, again, one less chore, but look, I'm still waiting for something that will also do my hedges and other things around the home, so we're getting there.
For anyone not excited by smartwatches, smart earrings are just around the corner. There's a prototype that's being demonstrated. What's a smart earring do?
This is remarkable. I mean, it literally is something that goes into the same hole that you would normally have a pierced earring in, and it can still, you know, look at your heart rate. It can measure your sleep. It can count your steps. It can measure your sleep as well. And they're actually saying that for whatever reason, they've been able to get 28 days of battery life out of these earrings. So if you're not a fan of wearing a smart watch, maybe you're happy to wear a pair of smart earrings. At the moment, there's no fancy design. It's just a prototype, so it looks very techy. But who knows? I mean, maybe that'll be the way that women and maybe some men will start to track their vitals.
I'll be blowed. A smart earring. I'll have to go and get my ears finally pierced. Look, I just wanted to say a sincere thank you for all that you've done. As we said, you've been with us for quite a few years. So Jeff is moving on to a different position, greener pastures. And the gentleman that is going to be replacing Jeff, his name is Lee Stark. And Jeff Quattromani, I've got Lee Stark on the other line. Hello, Lee.
Hey, how are you guys going? Hey, Jeff, long time no see.
Lee, this is me passing the baton on to someone who's more skilled and even knowledgeable than I am, which is great news for the listener.
I didn't think there was anybody in the world of tech that was more skilled than you, more than you, mate.
I've been keeping him well hidden because I've enjoyed my radio gigs while I've had them, but now that it was time to step aside, it's really to give Lee the right spot.
And is it true, did I read right, you are going to head up the IT department? Is it Johnson & Johnson?
It is, yeah. So I've stepped in a role as their head of technology. So for Australia and New Zealand, that's my new baby to be looking after. And to be honest, I just need to give it 100% of my attention until the baby can walk at this stage.
Yeah, big role. So congratulations on that appointment. And as we say, it's been fantastic speaking with you for years and years. Although, as you would know, I've had a few months off here and there with illnesses over the last couple of years, but we've still managed to catch up. So, Lee, welcome aboard, mate. It's terrific to have you as part of our Wednesday afternoon Talking Tech. And we often get people to send in questions if they're stuck with tech problems. And Jeff has gone beyond the pale on occasions where he's actually rang people and helped them sort their problems out. So that's why we're going to miss Jeff Cotramani, but we're going to welcome you to our tech segment, Lee.
Oh, I'm happy to be here. Jeff's known me for years. Weird full circle thing. He and I actually used to work on the same show at one point, and I think at one point I handed the reins over to him, so it's kind of coming full circle. But I'm happy to help much the way Jeff is. I like solving technology problems. It's just what I do.
Well, Jeff, goodbye.
That was easy.
It was, wasn't it? Thank you so much, mate. Will we still get to see you on the telly every now and then?
Probably not, to be honest. I mean, maybe the odd occasion, and same thing with radio stations, maybe on the odd occasion. But, yeah, I'm really trying to clear my diary at the moment and let people like Lee take the reins on everything.
All right, mate. Well, the best of luck with heading up the IT department at Johnson & Johnson. It's a big position, so we wish you the very best of luck. We sincerely thank you for everything that you've done over the years. And to Lee, we welcome you to the show. We welcome you to the network, and we look forward to talking to you for years to come, Lee.
Awesome. Can't wait to talk.
Thank you, Lee. Thank you, Jeff.
Thanks, team. Enjoy your week.
Okay, bye-bye. There you go. That's Lee Stark. He's the new guy. He's the new guy that's going to take over from Jeff Cotramani, who's moving on. It's a big job, isn't it? Heading up IT for Johnson & Johnson. So Lee will join us same time, same channel next week.